And I do hope that we soon get the approvals from the federal government for children in schools to be able to get vaccinated, just like they do to be able to head off to kindergarten. They have to be vaccinated. We'll add one more vaccine to make sure that they won't succumb to this as well. So we want to make sure that you know booster shots are going to be available, free booster shots at your pharmacies, your doctor's offices, clinics, and locations all over the site. So all you have to do is text your zip code to get this down, everybody, 438-829. Text that, and we'll show you one of the locations right near you. But also just consult with your health care providers as well. This is our best defense right now. And I'm really hoping that people heed the call. If you've not had your first round of vaccines, and I, as you mentioned, this is not one of the highest vaccination areas in our state. I think we're at about 46% in this zip code. So there's a lot of people in this very community where we're standing today who've not even had their first doses. Let's change that dynamic. Let people know enough time has lapsed. If you were hesitant in the early months, enough time has lapsed. It has been amazingly successful in saving lives. It works, and we want everyone to know we value their lives. We want them to be healthy and not end up in a hospital or worse. So please, please, please get your vaccination. I also just want to address something else. Today is a significant deadline. It reflects my priority to just stop this virus dead in its tracks. We are over it. We are done. We want to move on. And the only way we can do that is to ensure that everyone is vaccinated, but particularly individuals who are taking care of the people who are sick. And I'm talking about the confidence that people need to have, whether you're an expectant mom heading into the hospital, checking in, an anxious time in your life. You need to be assured that the person taking care of you is not going to give COVID to you or your newborn. Can't we just say that that is a basic right that everyone has to know that they'll be safe when they enter a healthcare facility, or you have your elderly parents or grandparents in a nursing home, that they will not get sick because of someone who's charged with their care? We're talking about just common sense here, my friends. And think about another person who's in a car accident, and maybe they're getting chemo treatments on the side, and they're just immunocompromised. They have a right to be treated by someone who will not make them get sicker. So please help us get the message. My job number one in this state is to keep people safe. Clear, simple. There's no way to cloud that. There's no gray area. I need to keep people in this state safe. And we'll be nation leading with our mandate, which strikes at midnight tonight, when everyone is expected in a hospital in the state of New York or a healthcare facility to have been vaccinated. I believe that California is going to follow suit in a couple of weeks, and the president's guidance goes into effect in late October. But we are hit the first, we are hit the hardest, and I want to be the first to say we're over this. And so I'm calling on all the healthcare workers. First of all, those of you who've been vaccinated, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for doing what was right and helping lead the way so we do have the confidence we need. And to those who've not yet made that decision, please do the right thing. We have a lot of facilities, a lot of your employers are anxious to just give you the jab in the arm and say, you're part of the family, we need your help, continue on. And many of you have spent your lives dedicated to learning about science and medicine and how we can save people's lives no matter what the illness is. We know this has been tough, we know this has been a hard decision, but we really do hope that you'll come around to that decision to help us make sure that we can do everything we can in our power. And that's what I'm using as the full power of the state of New York to ensure that we do everything to protect people. And again, this is simple common sense. We all know what common sense means. It's just doing the right thing because it's so obvious. And that's what I want people to conclude. Right now, our numbers, I will give a report as soon as we get more numbers on where we're at in terms of vaccinating our nursing home workers and our healthcare workers. I was on the phone as I was walking in here with the leaders of our downstate healthcare organizations. I told them how proud I am that many of them have achieved 98%, 99%, which is extraordinary. And I wanted them to convey on my behalf and the people of New York, thank them for their leadership in having this occur, but also to the people who listen to them. But we'll be convening what I'm going to call an operations center, where we're going to find out the resources we have at hand. I've asked some of the hospitals who have those high numbers to give us the names of individuals who are willing to go elsewhere. we're going to have to build a team and be able to respond to areas where they've not been so responsive in terms of making sure their employees have not answered our call, our requirement that they be vaccinated. So we're going to work it out. You saw the release I put out over the weekend, which was to identify all the tools that we have at our disposal. I will be signing an executive order to give me the emergency powers necessary to address these shortages where they occur. That's going to allow me to deploy the National Guard, who are medically trained, deploy people who've been retired, who may have had a license lapse, bring in people from elsewhere. That is not my first position, though, my friends. My desire is to have the people who've been out there continue to work in their jobs, work in them safely, and to all the other healthcare workers who are vaccinated, they also deserve to know that the people they're working with will not get them sick. We now know that there are cases where people are reinfected, that there are cases of breakthroughs. If that wasn't the reality, this could be a different conversation, but even people who've been vaccinated, it's a low percentage, but who wants to take that risk? Nobody. We've been through too much together. We don't want to take risk. We just want to do what's right. So with that, I want to introduce Henry Munoz and thank him and as a leader and Dr. Chin for what they've done, bringing the services here and all across the state. I've been in more of your facilities than probably anybody, and I am touched with the compassion with which you bring to your responsibilities, even outside the pandemic. Somos has been amazing, and I want to thank them, and let's hear from Henry Munoz while he's done.
Nuestro gobernador, muchísimas gracias por su servicio público y también por su trabajo en este momento tan importante por la comunidad. I'm really only standing up here because of the hard work of the people of Somos, hundreds of medical volunteers who never really get to stand in front of a camera, people like Ivelis Estevez, who runs this site, and who from the very beginning of this pandemic have been in parking lots and community centers and public housing complexes and churches and stadiums and places like this, for no other reason than because they understand the importance of this moment to our families. Those of us who have lost members of our family, whose names we have trouble remembering today in many cases, we want to say to you that we're here because of you. And we were talking, Dr. Chin and Dr. Molina and I were talking about, Dr. Perez and I were talking about how wonderful it is to have a governor who's also a mother. You know, when I was growing up, when things got tough, if there was a problem, if my family was in crisis, we turned to our mom because there was an understanding, a compassion about the how to get our family through. And that feeling of your term of office, the fact that you are here at this moment, is really important to us because you've always been a person who stood for families, who understood the importance of child health care and family leave. Somebody who understood that you really can't have a healthy family or a healthy neighborhood, a healthy community, if there's not jobs. And the only way to get back to work is for us to work together to make sure that people are tested and vaccinated and that they get the booster. We're very proud that at Somos we have tested more than 1 million people. Last week, we met our initial goal of vaccinating more than 1.5 million New Yorkers. It makes us sad that in this last year, we have fed more than 2 million meals to people who needed food. That means that we're not healthy. So I want to say to you today, we want to say to you today, listen to your mother. Vacúnate. Get the vaccine, get tested. Let's take care of each other so that all of us can go back to being a family and build a healthier New York. Thank you.
if you would excuse me for a second, because I know that Telemundo and Univision are here. Brevemente, le queremos dar la... Estamos aquí hoy a anunciar que es sumamente importante que la comunidad latina se, no solamente se vacune y vengan a vacunarse aquí como lo tenemos en este centro, pero especialmente aquellas personas que son de mayor de edad. Estamos aquí con nuestra campeona, nuestra gobernadora, Kathy Hochul, para decirle que ahora el gobierno federal ha aprobado la tercera vacuna. El COVID durante el último año y medio nos ha enseñado que somos débiles como comunidad, como sociedad. Hemos visto mucha muerte, mucha enfermedad, ha afectado a nuestra economía negativamente, pero tenemos la solución y tenemos el calvario con Henry Muñoz y los doctores de Somos, y tenemos una persona que sí se procura de nuestra comunidad, y por eso es que estamos aquí hoy. Esto es la única forma, la única defensa para poder progresar como comunidad, y le pedimos a todos los latinos que se unan a nosotros, que escuchen a nuestra gobernadora y se saquen la vacuna, la segunda, y si lo han hecho ya, que lo hagan la tercera vez. Gracias.
Gracias. I'd be happy to take any questions. The tough questions go to Ruben Diaz Jr. I'll take all the rest.
Just to clarify for a second, you're signing the executive order today, but you did all these different options, but for example, the National Guard, they're not being called up yet. This executive order would be
The executive order, it would be needed for us to make any adjustments to the current licensing requirements for us to bring someone who's retired. We've sent out the alarm. We have a pool of individuals who want to help, but I can't do anything with respect to their licensing until the executive order is signed. Again, I'm hopeful I don't have to do this. I don't have to do this if people will get vaccinated. There's plenty of hours left in the day. But I also know I need to be prepared, and that's why we've just announced our action over the weekend to show that we are not relenting, we're not backing off. This is important. And I'll tell you, the calls I've had to the leaders of hospitals today have thanked me for being firm in this. And I would have much rather it just been voluntary, but if I have to take steps to protect the people in terms of making sure I have replacements if necessary, I need to take those steps now, and that executive order will do just that. So I'll be signing that today.
Governor, there's been some concern that some of the folks who won't get vaccinated and won't show up might be food service, custodial, other jobs like that, and that nurses will have to pick up the slack and essentially work longer hours until whatever staffing initiative can be put into place. How concerned are you about that, given the burden that folks like nurses have already carried?
No, it's a concern, and I'll tell you, my heart breaks for the nurses and the other individuals who've done the right thing, who now know, because people, not everyone was being persuaded to do the right thing, that they have to work harder and they're going to have more sacrifice. It's fundamentally unfair, and we're going to have to bring in people to help at all levels, no doubt about it. Again, it doesn't have to be this way. It does not. And it's not a role I relish. My default position is to ask people, please do this. This is why. It's been proven to be safe. The vaccine's been out there a long time now. There are not legitimate religious exemptions because the leaders of all the organized religions have said there's no legitimate reason, and we're going to win that in court in a matter of days. And so this is so unnecessary. And I just want to appeal to the individuals to know that, you know, your coworkers want you to do this. Don't make the burden heavier on them as well. But I'm going to focus not on the ones who won't, but the ones who will. And again, all of us owe them a debt of gratitude for just doing the right thing and being willing to still suit up every day, go into the line of fire. They've been doing this so long, and my God, where would we be without them? Yes, sir.
Governor, what do you anticipate tomorrow looking like? I mean, what assurances can you give to people that healthcare facilities will run at least fairly smoothly, especially since it will take some time, as you're saying, down the road to put replacement medical personnel in place? And vaguely related, is your necklace, if you talk about it, does it say vax?
Sure does.
It's a vax. I want to see everybody wearing these. My assurance is that we're taking all the steps preemptively in anticipation of what I call a preventable staffing shortage. Still preventable. Enough hours in a day. Come on down. Go to this place. There's plenty of places that can make this be a preventable something that we just went through an exercise for but didn't need to. But I also am realistic to know that there are people who will not come back to their jobs. That is why we gave the warning out. You know, people have known for quite some time that this was the requirement. And I've made it loud and clear over my 4 weeks in office that I was not going to change my position because I'm charged with protecting the health of all New Yorkers. So that's been a given. And so what's going to happen tomorrow is that these hospitals and nursing homes who've had warning that this is going to happen will be working with us later today and tonight to figure out where people are needed and how we can deploy them in essential areas. But in the meantime, I know some of the hospitals, not unlike what they had to do last year, I mean, they've already had to create more capacity. Some have postponed elective surgeries. They're doing what they can as well to make sure that the people who are in their care are continuing to receive good care. It is not going to be a perfect situation, but again, it's preventable.
Governor, I'm sure you've game planned this. How many people do you expect you're going to need to replace? How many people are going to resign and be fired? What percentage can you reasonably expect to entice to get a shot? And thirdly, you're not the only governor, nor the only employer trying to find these people. What makes you think you can find enough of them?
Well, that's a multifaceted question. I'll try to remember all the parts. How we think we're going to find enough of them. I also know that the state may have to supplement pay for people, bring people from out of state and elsewhere to entice them. I have no doubt in my mind that that's going to have to be the case as we bring people from elsewhere. Do I think that there's capacity for everybody who's not vaccinated to be vaccinated? Yes, I do. I just talked to the head of one healthcare organization. He has 48,000 people, 200 to 300, he anticipates will not show up for their jobs. He didn't view that as a challenge. I mean, they've already prepared for this. They're going to be able to handle this because 98% of their workers are vaccinated. Another one was 99%. Those are the downstate facilities. We have a different dynamic in some parts of upstate. There are other reasons why people are not being vaccinated. It's not the excess. It's a different philosophy is all I'll say. And those are the areas we've been focusing our attention on because those are the ones I don't know that people are going to change their mind in the final hours. So we've been in contact with the hospitals, in contact with the nursing homes, having them tell us what their expectations are. I won't have a clear number because there's a lag time. There will be people vaccinated today, I have no doubt. I've already heard that from practitioners and hospitals who've told me there's been an increase in the number of people getting vaccinated. So I don't have those numbers right now to know the exact percentage of people out of a workforce that we're going to need to be replacing. So it's an evolving situation. I'm not going to be able to give you the answers I'd like to give you until we know exactly what happens tonight, what happens tomorrow. Some people, some hospitals are saying that they're making some accommodations if someone's claiming a religious exemption, but they're also going to not let them do that. They're not going to let them work until some people want to see what's going to happen with the court case as well. I feel very confident about our chances in court. Just going back to 1905, a Supreme Court case that said that we have communities have a right to self-defense. We have a right to defend our people against a global pandemic, and we're entitled to take all means necessary to do that. And that's what I'm going to do. This is all about self-defense. I'm here to defend the people of New York. Thank you very much, everyone.